Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight on MLB Central, we will go in a deep look on Stanton's laser home run. We also have a postseason update and how the Mets have won their 11th straight. All this and more on MLB Central. And fans, you too can be a part of the show if you call in to 516-666-990 or enter our chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLB Central. And today we'll have a shortened 15-minute show, so make sure you stick around. And on this day in baseball history, Coronado Moreno, the oldest living former major leaguer, died 2 days before his 103rd birthday. The 5-foot, 5-inch Cuban right-hander who was named on the 1951 American League All-Star team completed a 39-40 record with an ERA of 3.96 during his 5 seasons with the Senators. And our baseball joke of the day is, why was Cinderella kicked off the baseball team? She ran away from the ball. So, if you didn't see it this afternoon in the Marlins-Phillies game at Citizens Bank Park, Giancarlo Stanton hit a absolute monster shot to the left field seats. I mean, I wouldn't call it a monster shot, it was an absolute laser. I mean, if you didn't see the hit, when they show the screen where he's hitting, you would think it would be the height of the third baseman, but it managed to get out, and I think it was only up in the air for probably about a second and a half. I mean, he hit that ball so hard. And what you just have to think and put into perspective is, how can a man of his ability hit that such a crazy ball to be hit that hard? I mean, and he's shown us for these past couple of years that he can hit the big fly any ballpark, any day, any place, especially like he did in spring training when he hit that over 500-foot home run. But, I mean, this is just a different level. I mean, all the time batting coaches are going to tell you, know, go for the line drive. That towering home run isn't going to happen every at-bat. But I just think as a hitting coach's perspective, to really turn on a ball like that is just – absolutely unbelievable, and I think it was very impressive coming off of an injury from Giancarlo Stanton, probably the best right fielder in all of baseball and definitely the best power hitter in baseball. So fans, call in at 516-666-990, and I'll hear your thoughts on this towering home run by Giancarlo Stanton. And so, I mean, Giancarlo Stanton, I mean, what else are we going to get from him? You know, hit in the face, misses a month out of the season, doesn't quite get that MVP, but still can hit the long ball. I mean, this guy, and also, signed a $325 million contract over this busy offseason. I mean, this guy just seems like nothing he can't accomplish, and I just can't wait to see more what else he has to offer. So we're going to skip into the postseason, and we did this about a week ago on our show, and for the American League, these would be the three playoff teams from the division leaders. In the American East, we have the Boston Red Sox, who are now sporting a 9-win, 6-loss season, and are 5-3 on the road, impressive numbers. And they're 5-5 in the last 10. They will be representing the East. In the West, we have the very dangerous Kansas City Royals, runner-ups in the World Series last year. They are sporting an 11-win, 4-loss season, and are half game above their rivals, the Detroit Tigers. Here we have maybe an unexpected sight. Down in the American League West, we have the biggest losers in baseball, the Houston Astros. who have an 8-7 record. Nothing really impressive there. The two wildcard teams coming out of this American League would be the Detroit Tigers, having an 11-5 record, would be playing the New York Yankees, who are now 9-7 with a .562 game percent winning ratio. Over in the National League, soaring, who we get into next, New York Mets, who are the best team in baseball right now. They have 13 wins and only 3 losses, and are on an 11-game win streak. Their percent is over 800. 10-0 at home, 10-0 in their last 10, win streak 11. I mean, this team has really taken the league by storm in this short month of April. Coming out of the NL Central is St. Louis Cardinals, who are a big veteran of the playoffs. I mean, every year they're either making it to the World Series, NLCS, or just getting really deep into the playoffs, and they're always a great team. And in the West, we have the Los Angeles Dodgers, who are actually tied with the San Diego Padres. The Dodgers are 9-5, and the San Diego Padres are 10-6. They would be tied. And so the wild card would be the Chicago Cubs, with their new additions of John Lester, Dexter Fowler, Joe Maddon, and the two uprising stars of Chris Bryant and Addison Russell. And San Diego Padres, or the Los Angeles Dodgers. And then just to complicate things up, the Atlanta Braves would also be in that. So, you know, this early in the season, record's still low. Most of the teams have only played 15, 16, 13 games. It would be fun to see how they would play out. So looking at this, I mean, I think you could definitely say that there's a couple unfamiliar teams who would be in it. And I just think that's how every season really goes early in the year. Now we're going to go into this next topic. We have the Mets. And the Mets really have just been the story of the regular season so far. I mean, 13-3 with 11 straight wins. Their home crowd has definitely been excited. They have yet to lose a game at home, and it's just every single time they win. I'm looking at all their wins. You know, they started up being the Braves 4-3, Phillies 2-0, Phillies 6-5, Phillies 6-1, Marlins 7-5, Marlins 4-1, Marlins 5-4. Marlins 7-6, Braves 7-1, Braves 3-2, and the Braves 6-3. I mean, you go down these games, and they're not blowing teams out. They're just playing good, consistent baseball, and their roster is just really making an impression on this 2015 season. I mean, they're leading and everything is not very, like, that impressive. I mean, Lucas Duda leads the team with a .351 batting average, and their most home runs by their player is the shortstop, Wilmer Flores, that most of you haven't even heard his name ever, and he only has 3. The leading RBI is Travis d'Arnaud, only with 10. I mean, this team, they're almost trying to play a little bit the short ball, but they're still putting runs up on the board, and their pitching is just mowing down this National League team with Matt Harvey, who has a strikeout. That's in how they are the best team in all of baseball. And I just think that it really changed everyone up. Okay, we are now going to go into the 7-inning stretch. We'll be right back here on MLB Potential. And don't remember to call in or go to our blog. Hello? Hello? Okay, I guess we're back here on MLB Essential, and we're going to stick in the subject of the New York Mets. And I'm just looking down these their depth chart. I mean, their starting team isn't one to impress. I mean, look at these guys, and you might just be thinking, how is this team winning so many games to start off the season? I just think, and I think everyone else just think this is a very interesting team. So we're going to have to go fast here in our last 90 seconds. We're going to go through their depth chart. In left field, they have Michael Kadire, who, I mean, has been very good in the past, but sort of aging now. Legarris in center, Curtis Granderson in right. And I think he needs to be a key addition to this team. I mean, what year was it? He was with the Yankees, I want to say, and he just crushed the ball, you know. Dangerous out. Mets haven't really gotten that from him so far. They have Campbell at third, Flores at shortstop, Murphy at second base, and Judah at first, and their catching is Plawecki. And so, I mean, that ends up decent. I mean, Murphy's good. Judah has always been there for that ball club. But let's get into the starting pitching. I mean, we all know that the pitching for this team is what will take them to the next level. And I think starting out, you have Bartolo Colon, who, I mean, has been very off and off during the season, but a big character in the MLB. And then DeGrom, Matt Harvey, who, I mean, needs to get to where he was in that 2013 season, being the all-star starting pitcher. Neath and Gee. And that's going to close the rest of the MLB Central. Hope you fans enjoyed it. We'll see you tomorrow at 6:30. Do not miss it. And that'll be it.